Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. I love it when someone that we've touted over the years and has been a big success gets involved in something that's difficult but is major. And maybe she can help out make the point that I make endlessly. And people are just killing me on Twitter, Dan, Facebook, or I see them like tonight we have the Kill Meat event. That, well, why are you talking about Philadelphia and the importance of this and the Republicans there? They can't win Philadelphia as far as the mayoral race. Well, that's a long way down the road. It's going to take a tremendous amount of work to do stuff on that. I get it. But people vote in Philadelphia, in statewide, and in presidential elections. You cannot abandon Philadelphia and not expect bad things to happen in those elections. And you notice what happens. These people fleeing Philadelphia because of what's going on end up in the suburbs. And now, in my mind, they've taken over Montgomery County, and they're on the way to take over Delaware County. You can't ignore it. All right, joining us is State Representative Martina White, who is the new head of the GOP in Philadelphia on last night's election here on Talk Radio 1210. Martina, welcome back and congratulations. So which hat do we have to call you both when you're announced now or what?
No, you can just call me Martina.
Okay. Well, Martina, from the inside, I know this was a bit of an 11th hour decision. And I think some of your motivation was you've been the driving force pushing back at the increasing radicalism in Philadelphia, Krasner, and now electing essentially a socialist beating out the Republican on city council.
Yeah, so, I mean, the reality is that there have been a number of Democrats, I think, that have been alienated from their own party, and they are just not interested in voting for this progressive agenda. You can see that in the numbers of the turnout from that group of people. And I think our party is ready and so excited to have a fresh start that we have an opportunity to be the voice for working people of all backgrounds and from every neighborhood.
So what is the policy difference then? What is the point of emphasis for you? I mean, you've been successful, very successful in Northeast Philadelphia. And statewide, people definitely like what you're saying. What do you do to broaden that in Philadelphia? Is it infrastructure, more energy, messaging, reviving the infrastructure of the party, or is it a particular issue?
I think it's going to be a combination of both. I mean, we have the energy now with having new leadership, with me being the person in charge. We have a fresh start for the Republican Party of Philadelphia. There are so many people who are excited for what's to come. You know, after this 2019 kind of tougher election, it's just time for us to regroup. We can give a voice for basically forgotten Philadelphians. We've been overtaxed, overburdened. Families, parents, they're wanting to have their kids get a better quality education in this city. And that's how we're going to attract more millennials to the city who want to stay here, not move out of state to go find another better paying job. We have to bring better paying jobs back to the area. We have to continue to fight for victims of crime who have fallen prey to this progressive far left agenda. And that's so important, I think, moving forward, that we continue to focus on our not only millennials but and younger generations who are interested in getting involved in the party, but also, you know, focus on our minority communities. They are so important and can have such a positive impact on our community, on just the party in general by having more diversity, but also have a positive impact on our communities across the city.
Well, the issue there, the number one issue, jobs are often important. Economy, we know that, but that's a little bit long term. I think you hit it. Victims' rights, crime, what Krasner is doing or not doing. Listeners should know that Maureen Faulkner has hired George Paquetto, who's a top name attorney, to try to get Krasner taken off the appeal case here with Mumia Abu-Jamal because of his obvious bias. And we've had on the U.S. attorney, Bill McSwain, a Martina, who says, and in great detail, he believes that Krasner is setting all this up, that Mumia will be freed in the near future.
That is, you know, one of the most shameful things I have ever heard. You know, the facts of the matter are, in that case, is that that man had murdered one of our officers, and poor Maureen Faulkner, who has to come back to this city and continue to fight for her husband. It's just such a sad situation, and our city deserves so much better than what we've been given in this district attorney. And I think it's really important for your listeners to continue to realize that our Republican Party is making a major shift right now in the city, and that if you want to be part of it, if you want to be part of the change, then you have to get involved. You have to take action, and you have to continue to voice the things that you stand for. We want safer streets, we want more jobs, and we want better schools. And in order for us to get those things, we have to come together, we have to unify, and we have to fight back.
Absolutely. So what do people do now with this fresh start, which is really, and I'm not going to, you know, it's not appropriate to, because I like them personally and all that, but for years, the Republican Party has just had this non-presence in Philadelphia that, you know, you went along with Democrats and got a little bit. And I guess the shock to the system is when someone that far left, the woman who's won the so-called working families, which Martina, we trace, and their roots seem to be Acorn, when they can beat the two seats guaranteed to the minority party, and somewhat substantially, then that's a wake-up call that it's over the business as usual for the Republican Party, right?
Look, you're 100% right. We can't afford to wait to unify. The reason that we had lost that one seat in city council is because our party had been divided, different factions across the city. And last night, when we took the vote to elect a new chairperson, it was the most incredible feeling in the room that our Republican Party was finally coming together and ready to have a resurgence, is what it comes down to. And they are all super excited. We are ecstatic about the opportunity, and we need more people to get involved. We need young people. We need job creators out there who are concerned about the direction that this Working Families Party is taking the city. It's just so progressive and so headed in a direction of socialists, you know, socialists taking over the city.
Absolutely. So if people want to volunteer or get more information, what's the best thing to do?
They can call this number, 267-414-3477. Again, it's 267-414-3477. Or they can even send an email out to gopphilly@gmail.com. We're getting started, guys and girls. Out there, we want you to get involved, and we are ready and raring to go. So give us a call, give us a shout out on social media. We'd love for you to continue to support our Republican Party here in Philadelphia, and thank you for what you've already done to support us.
Absolutely, Martina. Good luck and congratulations.
Thank you, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.